relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Indulge me, if you will, for a few minutes, dear friends. Why do so many of our guests and you, our dear listeners, comment about that introduction to our second hour that has quotes from actors representing former presidents, has audio sound bites from real presidents, from Kennedy through to Bush, through to the current incumbent of the White House? Why does it send a tingle down the spine? Why does it swell your chest? For a very particular reason. Because those words aren't ethereal. They're not fictional. They're not sentences from a Shakespearean play or Tennessee Williams. They are the spirit of this nation. Last night in Dallas, I was asked, what is it about being an immigrant and my understanding of what America is? And it's very simple. The Bible says that a prophet will not be recognized in his own country. And you can kind of flip that and say, it's easy not to see the reality of your own country if you are born to it. Those who are born in this greatest of great nations, like my son, are doubly blessed. But those like myself or Dinesh D'Souza or similar actually choose to be Americans, come here as the result of a willful decision. We discriminate. Discrimination is good, not ethnic, not sexual, but common sense discrimination is good. It's what makes us human. We have sentient natures. We can decide that some things, based upon objective truth, are better than other things. And immigrants who come here legally are making a discriminated decision. They are choosing America. I gave a speech recently to a group of donors at a conservative event, and I asked them a very simple question. Actually, it was a response to a question. Somebody asked me, where do we flee to if they win? Where do we run to as conservatives? And I said in response, what do you think the founding fathers would have answered to that question? Where do we flee to? It is people who are persecuted who do not have individual liberty and freedom, who flee here. Refugees, true refugees, not caravans of economic migrants, quote unquote. I'm talking about those who've lived under the oppression of fascist or communist regimes. They come to our shores. Why? Because of what America represents. It's very easy for me to understand this nation because I've seen other nations up close. I spent 15 years living in the land of my parents after the fall of communism. I did my bit to try and make Hungary rejoin Western civilization. I worked for the first freely elected conservative government of that nation. And after 15 years, after raising our children there, we realized something, my wife and I. The dictator, the Hungarian dictator, Janos Kádár, who controlled Hungary for most of the Cold War, has attributed to him a saying. It might be apocryphal, but it doesn't matter. As with most apocryphal sayings, they have an essence of truth about them. Janos Kádár, when discussing the different types of communist regimes around the world, hardcore Stalinist regimes such as North Korea versus communist regimes like Hungary, which had a lighter touch, albeit still being dictatorships. And Janos Kádár said, it's far more efficacious, or rather, it's far harder to break somebody's spine rapidly than it is to slowly bend it over time. And that's what we witnessed. We understood after 15 years of living in a post-communist dictatorship that 50 years of communism truly affects the soul of a people. It can create deficiencies in a culture that will take generations to undo, if they can be undone at all. And that is why, with my American wife and our two young children, we moved to this country. A country that has provided us with innumerable blessings, a cornucopia of blessings, but a nation which is now in trouble, in very, very serious, dire straits. We have a political party, one out of only two political parties, that is using every toolbook in the totalitarian regime, every tool in the totalitarian toolbox to take down this president. Apparently there are leaks coming out of the Mueller special prosecutor's office. That is illegal. And now you have Democrats who are openly demanding the last 6 years of IRS tax returns of the 45th president of the United States. If the president committed a crime, impeach him. But if you want 6 years of his tax returns, what are you doing? You're going on a fishing trip. You are doing what Leventi Beria said. Show me the man and I will find you the crime. That is what the Democrats on Capitol Hill are doing. And kudos to the management of Capital One, the bank Capital One, the president's, one of the president's banks, who the Democrats have demanded that they send the financial records of Donald Trump to Congress. Capital One, in an open letter, has said, you want those records, you can subpoena us because we have a relationship of confidentiality with all of our clients. Congratulations, Capital One. Police states do this. They comb through documents to find that one thing they can hang every other trumped up charge on. Friends, the stakes are very, very serious. Taking your calls on how you see things today for the next 19 months of political campaigning here in America until the 2020 elections on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside that swamp. Somebody corrected me this week. It's not a swamp because a swamp has ecological value. It is a sewer full of rats. That was a very wise man. Stay tuned. Watch us streaming at SebGorka.com.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business.
President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by $5 trillion. Now you can reduce your taxes to zero. The best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut by Eva Rosenberg, shows you how, with tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets. One loophole gives a 20% cut in your tax rate. Newsmax says get The Trump Tax Cut. In bookstores or see the free offer and save almost $25. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com or call 800-NEWSMAX.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included.
Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continue as customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to relieffactor.com.
Welcome back, friends. Sebastian Gorka here, former strategist to the president, author of the new book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. And with our first guest of the day, my good friend Giano Caldwell. Follow him on Twitter, Giano Caldwell, GiannoCaldwell. Also, he said to us, you've got to go check out his Instagram account because there's a rather amusing post he put up there yesterday. His bio says, believer, founder of CADS Consulting, Fox News political analyst. But most important of all, for this opening question to you, Giano, you are a son of the Windy City. Am I not correct?
You are correct. And thank you for having me, my friend. I've known you well a long time, probably 5, 6, 7, 10 years, and I really appreciate your friendship and certainly what you do for this country.
Well, that's far too kind. The respect is mutual. It's been far too long. I think you're out in the People's Republic of California, but you are a son of Chicago, so we have to ask the question, and I'm going to use the pronunciation I learned from my friend Austin Fletcher of Fleckus Talks on YouTube. What is your take, Giano, of Juicy Smollett?
You know what? That is very disappointing what I saw from this individual. He claims to be a supporter of marginalized people, and what he's done with his scam, fraud, hoax, whatever you would like to call it, has endangered the lives of many people who are truly marginalized in this country. When you think about the fact that he used racism, the pain of racism, the attachment to racism as a tool for his own benefit, he legitimately, in my opinion, wanted to start a race war. And it's very disappointing considering the fact that we in America are legitimately, in my belief, sitting on a powder keg when it comes to politics in this country. 80% of Americans now fear political violence. And we know that it's been ratcheted up by the left, and they continue to ratchet up. You look at Maxine Waters, it says, if you see a Trump administration official, get around them, make a circle, and push back on them. When you see Madonna and others who say she wants to blow up the White House, when you hear this kind of rhetoric that comes from the left, you got to wonder, what are they thinking? And Jesse Smollett fell in line with the same rhetoric, and he legitimately was looking to endanger us all, and it's such a shame.
Don't you think that what he did should be classed, if you believe in this classification, we can debate that separately, but what Smollett did is a hate crime, Giano Caldwell.
I think it's a hate crime against the conscience of our country. And truthfully speaking, when you have something as serious, and you hear even the president say, like, wow, this is the worst that we've ever seen before, because he took his claims seriously. He took them as a victim, as well as many in the press. And we learned later that that obviously wasn't true. And me being from Chicago, I was skeptical of it from the very beginning, but I didn't state it. Let's let the investigation play out and see what happens. But when you know that there is people who are legitimately victims of hate crimes, if we look at the pure numbers in 2017, it was a 16% increase of hate crimes against African Americans, accounting for an overall 28% number. When you look at that and you know that victims, legitimate victims, will now be approached with even more skepticism than before, you realize that this guy has endangered a lot of people. Not as whether they be black, white, or indifferent, Trump supporters or not.
I like that. Black, white, or indifferent. I like that.
So folks will be a bit more skeptical. And you know,
Let me just jump in here. Have you spoken to any family or friends in Chicago in the last 3 weeks?
Yes.
And how are they relating to this? Are they ashamed? Do they say?
I think a lot of people, you know, they feel that the city has been victimized by Jussie Smollett, considering the fact that this is, you know, a big actor. And, you know, I talk about Chicago violence on a very consistent basis on our network, Fox News Channel. And I have family who have been victims of violence. My younger brother in Memorial Day 2017 was in the car with two of his friends on the south side of Chicago when two men walked up and riddled the car with 25 bullets. Thanks be unto God, my little brother lived, but his best friend died in his arms. So when we're talking about these issues, I take them very seriously. Not only do I take them very seriously, I take them personally. So considering what he's done to our city, I've spoken to people in the state's attorney office because I have folks that are at the very high level in the state's attorney's office who feel that the deal he got was reprehensible and how could it have happened. And they feel marginalized by virtue of them taking an oath to uphold the laws of the land and the office being taken advantage of and becoming a politicized machine. There's a lot of folks that feel like, you know, the city has gotten a rotten deal. And I think that the police chief has said the right things, talking about how he used this noose as a symbol of hatred for his own benefit, how they say that the city should sue Jussie Smollett for, I believe, $125,000, $150,000, yes, whatever that number is, for the overtime used for this case. Those are true things. He should pay. He should pay the price.
But this is going to be my next question to you, Gianna. In addition to paying the cost for all of the labor that was invested in investigating a fake hate crime, what else should happen to this man now?
I mean, I really, you know, the good news is the federal government is going to get involved, or they're actually involved, and they're taking a look because we still have those potential charges of him, mail fraud and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully there'll be something that comes out of that. But this is something that absolutely needs to be corrected. If there's no charges that's brought forward, at the very least, Kim Fox, the Cook County prosecutor, should lose her job.
Yes.
That's 100%. How could you ever, is the real question. You know, you change, you say that you believe that he's guilty, but you let him off. And we know that Michelle Obama's former chief of staff was a part of the equation. So how political can you get in this situation when the city has been turned upside down for an individual who obviously meant the city no good?
What about beyond the repercussions for him legally or financially? What about his place in black society, in media? Can he just shrug this off now and move on because he's on the left? Is that how it works?
You know what? I honestly found it very disheartening that a lot of individuals who've been in this fight of activism, those that truly mean it, they want to correct, you know, some of the wrongs that have occurred in the country. You know, I found it really disheartening that those individuals use this situation to blame the police. We can talk about some true things that have happened. We can talk about Laquan McDonald under Rahm Emanuel. We can talk about John Burge under Mayor Daley, young man Daley. We can talk about a lot of injustices that have occurred in the police department. But for them to use this situation and say, oh, I don't necessarily trust that it was a hoax, I believe Jussie because of these things that happened with Laquan McDonald, is beyond the pale. How could you ever
use incredible
this as a get-out-of-jail-free card when there's people who legitimately have been hurt from actions of others? It's very disappointing.
As has been said many, many times before, it's not just that justice must be done. It must be seen to be done. We are talking to Gianna Caldwell, Fox News contributor, my good friend. He's going to stay with us for one more segment. You are listening to America First, Coast to Coast on the Salem Radio Network, the newest national radio show across the nation on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including the iTunes podcast. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
This is definitely not CNN.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health?
Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid on Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay. And you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
We have one line free. The rest of the board is full. We will get to your calls because it is the most important part of America First. Our number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. But we have a few minutes left with my good friend Gianno Caldwell. Follow him on Twitter, Instagram. He is a Fox News contributor. I'm going to read a story to you, Gianno, about a good friend of mine called, she's actually been on the show, Kay Coles James, who is the black female president of the Heritage Foundation, the mothership of conservatism. The first report is from Breitbart. It's a retelling of something from the AFP. Google had a committee called the Advanced Technology External Advisory Council. It focused on artificial intelligence issues. And this is out of the AFP in San Francisco. Google, on Thursday confirmed that it has disbanded a recently assembled artificial intelligence ethics advisory panel in the face of controversy over its membership. Now I go to the other story, also from Breitbart. This is by Alun Bukhari. Breitbart got hold of internal emails, or were forwarded to them, from Google employees. I'm going to quote one of them, and this is with regards to K. Coles James. Quote, "We don't need racists, white supremacists, exterminationists on the board to know their stances. You can just talk to their targets." Jano, you know who K. Coles James is, yes?
Very well. That is so disturbing, I tell you. You know, there's is a black conservative, and I've been in this fight for well over a decade. And I can tell you, when I joined the conservative movement, I lost friends, family. My dating life got concerning because some women didn't want to date me because I was a Republican. But I think about something, I'm reminded of something Candace Owens recently said when she talked about the fact that there's a target on your back as a black conservative. There's a target on your back if you're conservative, period. But to say something like this, a woman who is gentle as K. Cole James, who's reasonable, who is about her country before anything else,
yes,
and who's been in this fight for a very long time, it's just disheartening. But it stays on a very consistent narrative of what we've been seeing in Silicon Valley when it comes to social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, who continue to look to silence the speech of conservatives across this country. If you think about what happened with the movie recently, the pro-life movie that came
unplanned,
out.
Unplanned, yes.
How people couldn't, unplanned, how you couldn't even follow his Twitter page without being unfollowed. That tells you what these folks are looking to do. So it's no surprise to me that they would say something about a conservative. I'm just shocked that they would say something about a black conservative like K. Cole James.
But not just a black conservative who's a woman. But as you said, one of the most genteel individuals. She grew up in a segregated part of Virginia and has been fighting for American values all her life, in government, out of government, and is now the head of the most important conservative think tank. But that's enough to call you a white supremacist. And what was the other word? An exterminationist. I mean, they're not even sane, are they, Jana?
No, I don't. And I think that those people who said that should be fired.
Agreed.
If the shoe was on the other foot, then we know that would be called racism. That's what people would call that kind of speech. So if there should be some equality across the board when people use these certain terms, which obviously isn't incorrect. I mean, obviously isn't correct. And it's extreme. And it's very insulting to say that about K. Cole James or any individual, to be honest. I thought that was just distasteful and harming to relations, especially when it comes to doing, you know, we want to have bipartisan relationships across the board when we're talking about these different issues that come up. And they're certainly not doing that in Silicon Valley.
Well, look, just a few decades ago, it was a big deal to come out of the closet, as they said, as a homosexual. Now, as you have just mentioned, whether it's Candace Owens or others like yourself or Kay, you get a target on your back if you come out as a black conservative in America. That tells you more about the left than anything that they say about themselves. You've been listening to Gianno Caldwell. He's Fox News contributor. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter. It's Gianno, G-I-A-N-N-O. Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Our board is full of calls. I will get to them momentarily on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, is there an activity that you no longer partake in because it provides you with daily aches, pains that you have constantly? Why don't you do what I did? When this show launched, I took the 3-week quick starter pack of Relief Factor. Utterly natural ingredients, no pharmaceuticals, items like resveratrol, curcumin, that attack inflammation at the source. My lower back pain issue was resolved within the 3 weeks, and now I take a sachet in the morning, a sachet with dinner, and I am good. You could be the next success story. There's a reason Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and myself endorse this product, because it works and because its founders, Pete and Seth Talbot, are committed to giving you freedom from pain. Go to relieffactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack is $19.95. Less than $20. Go now to relieffactor.com. Give yourself a chance. Liberate your body from daily aches and pains with Relief Factor.
Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I have arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of 4-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public, guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Front Sight.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Here, did you know Dr. Gorka has a new national show? And it's called America First. Tune in, or else.
Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Michael. Do you go to sebgorka.com every morning? If not, why not? All our best segments, monologues are up there, video, audio, latest analyses, things we like, articles I think you should be reading by others such as Victor Davis Hanson, Chris Buskirk, and our friends. For example, we're going to post that incredible interview with Jonah Caldwell about Jussie Smollett and what he thinks as a son of Chicago. Update, remember we had Christina Wong, Pentagon correspondent for Breitbart, in the studio 2 weeks ago to talk about this scandal at Fort Bragg with the Green Berets, the lowering of standards, and the two-star general who was
attacking the cadre there and punishing them for talking out. Well, here's an update from Christina Wong herself, exclusive. Senator Tom Tillis will investigate the allegations of retaliation against the Green Berets. So Major General Kurt Sontag, who is the commanding general of the Special Warfare Center and School at Fort Bragg, SWCC, will be investigated by the Republican North Carolina. I guess Fort Bragg is in his mandate, so he will be investigated by Tom Tillis of the Senate. It's not just a flash in the pan story. One of the people involved wrote an anonymous email, 6,400 words long, about what that general has been doing. We have to get to the bottom of it, whether these stories, these allegations are true. Let's go straight to your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to line two. Patrick, San Antonio, Texas. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, I just want to thank you for appreciate your show and appreciate you. I am a 27-year retired vet, United States Navy, United States Army, and I just appreciate the show. And I want to share with you earlier what you when you sent those clips out. You know, you put the clips out with the presidents and the different actors or whatever. I had to pull over because I was driving, and that brings tears to my heart because, you know, I'm from Philadelphia originally. America is a great nation. You know, we are truly the beacon of freedom. I've been all over the world. I've been in places that you don't want to go. But you know what? I did it because I love my nation and I love my country. And I just want to say one thing. God bless the United States of America. God bless Donald Trump. And I just want to tell you, man, you know, there is a back in the Revolutionary War, there was a Frenchman that said, you know, he asked when he went back to France, they asked him why America was so good. I mean, why America was so why America was, you know, prospering and everything. And he said, because America is good. And when America ceases to be good, then America will fail. And that means, you know, we live what we believe, our morals, our biblical values, you know, our forefathers. That's what it's about. God bless the Constitution. And God bless your show. And thank you for what you're doing and what you're bringing to light.
Well, God bless you. And we salute you here at America First for your service. And please stay on the line and you will get a signed copy of my book, Why We Fight. I have to ask you something, Patrick. Put him back on. Patrick? Hey, are you there? He's not on. I need to ask him a question. Hello? Patrick. Patrick, you there?
Yes, sir.
I'm always so curious about this. When one member of our armed services serves in two services, how does that end up with you? What do you feel about the two services after your time in? Do you rank them? Do you have equal love for both?
I love both because I love what I was doing. I was just in the wrong assignment at the time. Basically, I didn't like the job I was doing, but I learned a lot from my peers at that time in the Army. I first went out of high school into the Army, and then after that, I got out a year, was back on the streets doing the same thing, and I joined the Navy. And I tell you, the values I learned and what I learned about the United States of America and our Constitution from my leaders, you know, from the admiral. I worked with an admiral. I was his aide. It is amazing. It's an education that I'll never be able to get in school. Now, I did go to school, but I'm just telling you that, yeah, I love both services. I love all my brothers and sisters. Now we serve a lot joint, you know.
Yes.
So when I was in Afghanistan and when I was in Iraq, I was with all the services. So, yeah.
Right. God bless you, and thank you for your call, and thank you for your kind comments on Leroy's intro sound to this show, which we love. Let's go to line five, Ray Livermore, California. Welcome to America First.
Dr. G,
yes.
Love the website. I get the daily report in my email box.
Great.
I was at Fort Benning in the 1980s at the Airborne School there, the premier airborne school in the world, and the same kind of problems were happening there. Many were upset that the standards were being shifted to allow more women to get the airborne badge. In other words, men had to complete harder training to get your airborne badge than women did, and because they wanted more women with the badge. But that's not why I called, Dr. G. You asked where we run to. We don't run anywhere.
I didn't ask. I was asked the question. I was asked the question, and I gave my own answer. But what's your answer, Ray?
My answer is we don't run, Dr. G. We stand and fight.
Right.
Our founders gave us special tools. You're a sci-fi guy. Do you remember the movie I, Robot, Dr. G?
Yes, sure.
There was one robot was made special. He said, my father made me special. He gave me special armor and special strength for the job I have to do. And his job was to destroy the centralized power and control called Vicky in that movie. And today's left is Vicky. And we are Sonny. And the founders knew this day would come. They gave us the First Amendment. They gave us the Second Amendment. And we have to protect those special tools. They're ours to fight Vicky, the new leftist centralized control power. And don't let that Second Amendment go, fellow listeners of the show. Protect that First Amendment. Speak freely. Hold on to your guns. Cling to them, as the former president once said. And fight back on the three robot laws of totalitarianism, socialism, and progressivism.
Ray, superb. Oh, and by the way, buy more ammunition. Ray,
indeed.
Ray, you have combined science fiction and guns, two of the things closest to my heart. You also get a signed copy of Why We Fight. And I love the way that Ray puts it. First Amendment, Second Amendment are tools. They are the tools with which we protect our liberty. That's the way to look at them. Not words on a page, not lines on an old piece of parchment, but they are the tools to vouchsafe our freedoms. Absolutely on the money. Fabulous cause today. More in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Stay tuned.
How confident are you that your bank accounts, IRA, 401k, and your investments are safe? Will you be able to access that money when you need it most? All your assets are just entries on an electronic ledger. If our vulnerable U.S. power grid fails or we suffer a financial collapse, you will not be able to access that money. That's why I strongly suggest you call my friends at Midas Gold Group and diversify your assets by owning physical gold. Midas Gold Group is a second-generation business, veteran-owned and operated, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. They can show you how to convert your IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. And if you already own gold, Midas will give you a free portfolio evaluation. Call Midas Gold Group today and be ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Call 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you.
You heard Gianna Caldwell mention the movie Unplanned, which they're trying to censor on social media, unfollowing people who follow the Unplanned handle. It's out today. It's a big day. Unplanned. It's the true story of one woman's journey towards the truth. Her name, Abby Johnson. She was passionate about a woman's quote-unquote right to choose. She rose in the ranks at the world's largest abortion provider. You know which one. Until she saw something that changed her life. What she saw changed her mind about the issue. What she saw changed her heart. And then they tried to silence her. But nothing could hold Abby back from exposing the truth. Unplanned, the movie, it's in theaters today. Go to unplanned.com for your tickets. It is rated R, so note, under 17s are not admitted without a parent. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Unplanned, the movie, in theaters today. Back to your calls. Line 3, Jeff, Houston, Texas. Welcome to America First.
Afternoon, Dr. Gorka. I didn't realize what was going on at Fort Bragg. May I make a quick comment?
And yes.
I'd ask that you give us a Germany and NATO update. My father was a Stray Lake infantry officer, a pretty damn good one, and he saw the beginning of this resocialization and radicalization of the military. It has to be put to a halt. He served for 30 years. He started as a private. He retired as a full colonel. He was in the old guard.
Wow.
He was at Command General Staff College. He had TDY in Brazil, Paraguay. He trained infantry officers all over the world. And he wasn't a special forces guy. He was just an infantry officer. And then as far as NATO goes, Germany needs to step up, as you know, and they need to live up to their responsibility to NATO as well as their anchor state status for the rest of Europe. They need to start paying their way again.
But you saw the news, Jeff, just yesterday. Our ambassador in Berlin, Rick Grenell, a friend of mine, tweeted it out. I retweeted it. The German government is refusing. They promised to do what the NATO Secretary General told them that they must do, which is to spend 2% of their gross domestic product on their defense. This is the richest continental NATO power, and they've just said, sorry, some things are more important than defense dollars.
Send a Polish infantry regiment in there to visit them. Maybe that might change their mind.
Ooh, Jeff, you're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. What a great story. Your dad from buck private right up to full bird colonel. Wow.
He's an OCS guy. He'd be enlisted in 40. They sent him to Iwo Jima. He was with the 32nd Infantry.
What was your father's name?
James E. Williams.
We salute Colonel Williams here on America First. Thank you for calling, Jeff. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios. More analysis, special guests. We've got two special guests in the next hour, so you do not want to miss it.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.